I think the process is interesting in order to understand how it came out. For the Crash Coffage, what we said is each on our own, we began the project. So we picked a movie, and I'm not going to tell you what the movie is, but we picked a movie and said, okay, we're making the silhouette of this movie. So work on your own, I'll work on my own, and I'll try to do this silhouette thing. And so we brought ideas for that. You could say, you look at the picture, and there's this guy waiting for something. It could be waiting for a bus or waiting for the sky to fall or whatever. He's waiting. So you'd feel like, oh, there should be a little sound there so that it fills this waiting place, you know, something like that. But then, of course, it's very open to interpretation. Are you filling in the negative aspect of it? You know, like, okay, there's a void, so it needs to be filled. Or there's a waiting part and we need a little bell in the distance so the time is kept. You know, you can read it the way you want, but still you have the feeling of this part of the time of the movie that somehow is inscribed there, the picture and the sound. So we made sound of these two aspects.
There was a timeline. I mean, the silhouette, there was definitely this idea that, again, like we said at the beginning, there was a length that was followed. There was a score, not a score, but like there was a progression, you know, from the beginning to the end of the movie.
Yeah.
So whatever we would inscribe in our respective ways kind of followed somehow this kind of timeline. And if I may add also, I don't know if you felt that, but in a way for me, there was somehow the same tension with the film as with this place that we have now, but in a different way, was this idea again of like, are you illustrating? Are you documenting? Are you responding? Or are you just like free association, you know, the range of the glue, you know, how are you glued to the material? And
how much sauce? This is the chicken aspect. That's what we referred to over the week as the chicken aspect of things. When you cook things, you know, you cook a chicken, this is a chicken. People are expecting it to taste like chicken. You know, it's not supposed to taste like, I don't know, jam or something. It's a chicken. If you do pastry, you're free. You can make up whatever you want. And there's a range of representation there, you know. Of course, you could put some sauce on the chicken and it tastes a bit different and you bring it somewhere else, but it's still chicken. When you're doing sound recording, field recording, you know, somehow you're recording reality and there's this tendency to say, well, you know, this is kind of a pole on the end of one line. And at the other end, you have this completely electronic sound that you can build. And there are ranges there, and there are strange positions in there. And at some point in the Crash Coffage project, we made up some texts that somehow felt, and that's, you know, that's another thing. It's sound, but it's something different than sound. And it was inspired directly by the movie also.